MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Peter Hunter, Markets Portfolio Manager at Flagship Asset Management. Six things about bear markets. Peter, appreciate your time today. The first two points is that they're actually fairly common and they're actually also usually fairly short in duration.
That's right, Simon. I think just to maybe back up a step, the thing about bear markets and why we talk about worrying about them is they really engender quite a lot of just fear in people. Now, we talk about, you know, it's an emotional roller coaster, and we use, you know, terms like difficult and, you know, emotional. But what we're really talking about here is fear. You know, the fact is people are looking at their investment statements and seeing, you know, drops of 10, 20% of their accumulated wealth, and it's worrying and it causes fear. So, you know, if we look at history, it's a way of addressing that fear directly and saying, you know, we are in one of those times where these things happen. And I guess that's the first point, which is bear markets are common. You know, the analysis that we've done since 1928 shows that there have been 26 bear markets and 27 bull markets over that period. So that's quite a number.
And it is. I mean, I suppose part of the trick as well is that, I mean, particularly in U.S. markets, is that we haven't seen one for a while. I mean, they usually, what, every 3 or 4 years or so, we'll have one, and they last about a year or so. It's just we've had a period without, particularly on the NASDAQ.
And I think that's a great point, because what's so you know, unique about the current bear market is because we've been in such a long expansion since the 2008-2009 crash, and we can actually characterize that entire period as one long expansion from 2010 all the way to today. You know, the COVID drawdown was really not a severe bear market or even a long one by any sense. So the thinking really is we really are in for something a little bit deeper this time, just because the rise has been so strong. And I think that's what's adding a lot of fear currently to investors in the market.
And duration, I said they're fairly short. They are typically less than a year in duration.
They certainly are, although, you know, if you ask investors when they're in it, it feels like it's going on forever. You know, it's great to have that perspective. And again, the work that we've done shows that the average length of a bear market is 290 days, which is just under 10 months. And the average bull market lasts nearly 3 years, as you mentioned before. So they really are sharp, traditionally, they are sharp and short corrections.
That said, I mean, they can be severe, and you know, 30-40% is the average in the note that you sent out, which suggests that we're kind of maybe halfway or a little over halfway. Of course, this could be a bear market that is less than the average or maybe even more, but they are, to your point you made up top of the chat, I mean, they your wealth disappears. I mean, it is nasty.
Absolutely. You know, we sit here and we talk about percentages, but, you know, to everyone, you know, the man on the street and, you know, sophisticated investors alike, you're receiving a statement at the end of the month, and it's the number of units you own times the price. And it's actually a rand value or a dollar value that has gone up in smoke. So it is really, you know, coming back to that emotional challenge. You know, it's nice to say that, you know, we're only halfway through, but that doesn't make it any easier. So, you know, we're down currently around 20%, and on average we've seen declines in bear markets of between 30 and 40. But it's really worth noticing that 30 or 40% is actually the bottom, and stocks don't actually stay at that level for very long. They stay there for maybe a few days or at most a week, and then they start to rise again as investors look forward to the future, as the market always does. It's a forward looking mechanism. So you know, it's important not to focus too much on that actual, you know, 40% or 41%, but more just to wrap your head around, you know, this is the type of drawdown I should, you know, be able to experience and live through.
And that is the key point. And I appreciate it's easy for you now to sit there on a telephone call and say that the best course of advice is to stay put. You've mentioned it's hard to do when your net worth is going up in smoke. But that really is what to do, particularly if they, you know, they happen quickly, particularly at the bottom. And we're probably not going to get to time it right.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm aware that, you know, many market commentators, including myself, have this tired refrain of you need to stay put and, yeah, you know, you need to stay invested. And I get it. You know, it's tough. But we have history to guide us in terms of how these things work. And it's important to remember that. And it's important to remind investors, even if they think we sound like broken records, like many of us do. But it is important because you can make really bad decisions to your wealth creation if you try and or if you succumb to the psychological challenges, and if you decide to jump from fund to fund or from stock to stock, you know. And I think that's a refrain that must come through very powerfully in these times, just to remind people. You know, for example, you know, half of the market's strongest days in the last 20 mm-hmm. years occurred during a bear market. Yep, you know, a yep. third of the market's best days occur in the first 2 months of a bull market, well before it is clear that a new bull market is actually underway. So, you know, it just speaks to, you know, time in the market and not timing. Again, something that investors are very familiar with, but that does not make it any less true.
Yeah, and the key point, I think, is the one you made up right up front. Since 1928, there's been 26 bear markets, but there's been 27 bull markets. Every bear market's been followed by a bull.
Mm-hmm. And the bull markets are stronger than the bear markets. Yeah. So over the last 100 years, you know, bear markets have made up a fifth of those years, but the markets rise 80% of the time, and the overall direction of markets are to rise. So, you know, you actually at your peril decide to time the market, because if you get it right, you can feel a bit like a hero. But if you get it wrong, you're actually going against an enormous amount of history.
Yeah, and then your wealth really has gone up in smoke. We'll leave it there. Peter Hennesmoke, Portfolio Manager, Flagship Asset Management. Appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.